Well, hey, my friends, welcome back to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brewer Show. We're bringing you guys the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys are having a terrific day today. If you guys saw last night, If you guys saw last night, YouTube pulled our entire account down and disabled it. You know, I'll show you guys a letter form they sent us. The entire account has been disabled. And essentially, that was going to be considered for deletion because they stated that we were basically a computer bot. Not joking.
In other words, me and Austin are AI. Have fun with that.
Right. Yeah. What happened was, and they won't say this because basically we're to the point where we're going the legal route this morning, is pretty much they didn't like what we talked about yesterday, but we didn't invite it. We didn't basically mess up any community guidelines.
Well, you got to remember something.
We covered topics. If you guys didn't listen to yesterday's show, it was a heck of a show.
Yesterday's a green show. I just labeled it a green show.
We covered
show.
A lot of stuff.
Okay, and here's why. We talked about what happens when you...
Yeah, okay. with COVID. Yeah,
I'm trying my best not to say words
again. About NAC.
Oh, yeah. Talk about all of it.
We talked about
And I went into a full 10-minute rant on the blood of Jesus and what it does.
Yep.
That just... These guys are little hat people. And so what this is an atavistic hatred of Jesus.
That's
see,
right.
A lot. Now, you have to ask yourself a question. Now, I'm going to say something. A lot of these people that you follow, they have these huge YouTube accounts. Now, listen to me. Ask yourself a question. Why? A lot of them are basically CIA paid informant Operation Mockingbird. I'm letting you know that. We are not. We get no money from the CIA. We have no advertising.
I get disabled for doing nothing.
Okay, now, remember, we don't. We fund our own show. Excuse the vernacular. That just pisses them off because we're not selling advertising. You know, Rumble is so frustrated. They sell ads on our show that we don't even make any money for. That's why I tell you to go to thebrewershow.com and watch it direct. So if you're watching on YouTube this morning because they put us back up, I hope they're back up.
We're back up officially.
It's brewershow.com. So if YouTube yokes us again, you can watch the show every single day. Here's the problem that they have. Here's why they were saying we were bots. Our show has doubled in viewership in the last 20 days. Do the math. That means that every month it's going to double. Well, you take about 2 years of that doubling every month, you're going to end up with about 4 or 5 million listeners a day. They know that.
Subscribers, yeah.
Subscribers and listeners every day. And so what's going to happen is this information that we're putting out that is not censored by these guys is going to be getting out there. And they don't want that. That's just the truth. Because how do these other guys get 4, 5, 6, 10 million listeners in a month? Listen to me. It's because they direct the AI bot towards them for people to listen.
Exactly.
They're not doing that with us, and we're still doubling.
So if you're on YouTube, keep pushing it. Like, subscribe, follow on there. This isn't a PR stunt to try to get more traction on it. I just showed you guys the letter on it. They disabled our account. Fully disabled it. It was set for deletion.
Give me camera four, Rich.
Michael Barrett, our... marketing director basically had to jump through an enormous amount of hoops last night. Pretty much we were going full legal route this morning. And that's why I told everybody, make sure you are keeping backup content from us on thebrewershow.com, just like you said.
Well, no, yesterday was a green show. We pulled the plugs on everything. If we're going to make people mad, we did it yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And again, I'm telling you this because nobody else talks about this. They don't talk about the blood of Jesus like we do.
Well, and I covered up the whole thing with Lunchables yesterday, too.
Mm-hmm.
When Wilkerson went back to Big Tobacco, with what happened with everybody as far as how they took food.
Why do I have such a mean look on my face?
You're pretty angry, man.
Look at that. I mean, I usually have a smile. You're usually the one with it. We're usually good cop, bad cop.
Look, it got a lot of traction.
It was like I got really pissed.
It got everybody's attention last night. And
why do we look like brothers?
I don't know. You're getting younger. And I'm talking into detail yesterday's show, too, if you haven't listened to it, on how Big Tobacco took the same playbook, marketing direction, and even some ingredients, and used them in the Lunchables concept with the food, and has basically presented it to the young children for the last 40 years, and gotten all these kids hooked on all this crap food. So, yeah, brewershow.com, we're here. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
We are here.
For keep pushing this. Because here's the thing. One thing my buddies told me this last night. He goes, Austin, he's like, you do understand. He's like, if this is happening, he goes, that means you're dropping bombs right on the target. He said that last night. He goes, they're not disabling you and completely shutting your entire YouTube account down because you guys are basically around some certain area or tiptoeing on something. He goes, you guys are launching straight airstrikes right in the middle of it. And I said, valid point.
Speaking of airstrikes, what in the heck did we do in Iran?
Now we're giving what was that?
Okay, they're getting to keep their nuclear stuff. They get to keep their missiles. They get $300 billion. We attacked it for no reason at all.
We burned about half a trillion. This is what I've been told now with the Pentagon, with current and future weapon replacement. Now we burned about $500 billion.
And remember something: we have given a crap load, excuse my vernacular, of stuff and weapons to Ukraine for 5 years, and we have not replaced that arsenal.
No.
And so all of a sudden we're looking at it and we're like, we just got our butts handed to us by Iran.
Why do you think the Pentagon just, if Trump wanted to put together a $1.5 trillion DOD budget?
And they almost sank a doggone aircraft carrier. I mean, this thing is, this, I mean, if they had really, I mean, they were launching 100 missiles at a time at aircraft carriers, they're going to sink one.
All the infrastructure, all the people dead.
Yeah.
Husbands, wives, brothers, sisters, sons,
for
daughters.
For what?
I know. Pick me.
I pick you also.
Oh. The little hat country got to take over half of Lebanon now. Nobody's batted an eye about it.
And Iran's telling them to get out of Lebanon now.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll see what happens with all that.
Interestingly enough. And side note, just so you guys are reminded, if you guys need it, it's on sale. Vitamin C capsules, product of the week. You voted. It won. If you guys don't know what that means for all the new listeners on here, I have a program. I brought it from my old site. It's called Product of the Week. Every single week, there's a whole list of products that we have on there that you can vote. And it's completely organic. I don't mess with it. I set it, forget it. You guys can go in here and see the vote.
Now, this vitamin C, is that the one that is the same as the powdered one?
Exact same.
Hey, listen.
Just in capsule form.
Listen to me. This is the product. I love this product. This is the one I take.
And so you go on vote, and you can click up here. So the ones that are listed right now, NAC, just because I really just want to just... I want to bring that up again from yesterday. NAC has had to. Ultimate Multiple Capsules. You guys love that one. Natokinase, Fit Food Way, Prostate Support. Hold her by over until the other two finished products are done.
Oh, my gosh. That prostate.
Yeah, they're coming.
You guys wait, man.
Yeah.
We have got something coming.
And so you could go in and you vote. And let's see if any votes yet. Two votes. Fit Food. We just changed
the morning. Oh, look at this. Look at this. The prostate support, no votes yet, but none of my votes.
It just got updated this morning.
Well, that's right, but the reality is they're waiting for that new formula.
That's probably true.
I know you are.
And while you're waiting on the new formula for the time being, we got the product of the week, the vitamin C capsule, so be sure to research on that and stay up to date on it. And also, too, again, like I said, browershow.com. We got the podcast on here. You go to the top, click supplements. Go right to the website on either which way, including the multi-pack now, too. I did this for you guys. This is all the three packs that we carry, plus more that I'm building right now. I've been adding over the next week or two. We've got a whole bunch more putting together. So stay tuned on that and make sure you're signed up for the weekly newsletter because that's how you find out how there's more stuff going on.
You know, yesterday we talked about people not listening and how it affects them down the road.
Somebody was listening yesterday.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing how they move that little hat around. And what's interesting.
Oh, by the way, unless something changes, we're still doing the live Q&A chat box on YouTube on Tuesday.
Well, Mike also, we're going to do it on Rumble, too.
Yeah, okay.
So we're going to do it. No matter what, it's going to happen.
Yeah, we're going to do it. But right now, the goal is still to do it on YouTube. Apparently, we'll just take it day by day right now.
In fact, we've been on for 6 weeks. It's a miracle.
Yeah.
Thank you, God, for that.
Anyways, you were saying people listening.
Well, no, listen to me yesterday. I mean, I had a rough day yesterday. I ate ice cream last night. I had some freezer-burned ice cream that I had from Christmas, I think.
I had eggs.
No, I was carb-depleted yesterday.
Were you?
Yeah, I was carb-depleted.
I told you to have some rice with the vegetables and chicken.
No, because I had run out of chicken. I was just eating egg salad. I was like on a pure Atkins diet, right?
Straight eggs.
I went and visited a friend yesterday, and I listened to me. I've known him forever. I mean, for decades, right? He's a good friend of the family's, and he's dying, and he's got terminal cancer. And the last week, they put him on 3 bags of chemo a day, almost killed him with it. And then they had to take him and put him in the hospital again because he's almost dead. And then the doctor told him to go ahead and call hospice.
Three units of chemo a day.
And they were going to basically put him in. Because that's all we could do. We either can put you on 3 bags of chemo a day for 7 days, or we can put you in hospice.
Gosh, I feel horrible on that, man.
And let me tell you, this is very emotional for me, so I'm going to try not to tear up on this.
And he's been a good friend of the family
for over 40 years. And the crazy part about it is that I told him, I said, you know, I don't. He asked me, he goes, well, do you think I'm going to make it? Now, how do I answer that question?
Yeah, it's a...
They're calling hospice.
Friend asks you if they're going
to
die.
You're not going to lie to them.
No.
And I looked at him. I said, you know, Lenny, I said, we're all going to go to heaven. He goes, well, what do you mean? I said, we're all going to heaven. You're probably going to get there a little bit quicker than the rest of us. And I said, it's no big deal. You can go talk to Sharon while you're there.
True.
And I said, nobody dies anyhow. I said, death is a lie and heaven is real. I said, we just changed locations. And he goes, Ted, I'm really scared. And I said to him, I said, don't be scared. I said, if you need to, if they do call hospice on you, I said, I'll come here and I'll hold your hand for you. I said, I won't leave you alone like that. And he goes, I've got so much more life that I want to live. And I mean, so I came home yesterday. So I prayed with him. I'm like emotionally wrung out. And I thought to myself, wow, I'm gonna eat some ice cream. And it helped, believe it or not, because I was carb depleted as crap. And I had to get some glucose and some blood sugar up again.
Kick some dope meal fast. It will do that with a sugar.
Oh, yeah. This is all freezer burn, ice crystals in it. I'm chomping all like, I didn't even care.
You should have told me. I would have taken over the Amish ice cream place down the street.
No, man. I just wanted to get something quick. And I dumped a bunch of chocolate sauce on it. Of course, I had like multiple melatonins. I couldn't sleep because of the chocolate.
And the sugar. Sugar.
But I have to admit, though, the glucose level is really low in my blood, and I could feel it. And I didn't have any 5-HTP at home. I got to get some today. And so but now I feel pretty good today, and I feel bad for him. But the reality is that there's nothing to fear with death. Oh, death, where is thy victory? Where is thy sting? You know, Jesus overcame both death, hell, and the grave. Nobody dies. We move on. We check out. We go to another hotel. We go to a different dimension. I could tell you multiple stories of Sharon and people having encounters with her after she passed to heaven. But you guys like flip out on me this morning. I don't need you flipping anywhere. And you two may go insane if I do that. But
we're on thin ice this morning. God, it's Thursday. Let's get to the week.
It's not
with
like melted ice. It's like we're flopping around in the water with life vests on. But my buddy, basically, I told him years ago, he went into the hospital with COVID and they injected him with the COVID vaccine is what they did. And remember, that had Simeon 40 in it. That's the same stuff they gave us with the polio vaccine back in the 60s. And it causes a massive reduction in the body's immune system. It's immune system suppressant. So the body manufactures, you know, spike proteins. It's a toxic, toxic compound. And he said, I don't know. He said, this isn't fair. He said, I have had such a good diet since I've met you. I said, it has nothing to do with you, buddy. These guys have done this to you. And I said, but it's okay. We have victory in Christ. So I talked to him for over an hour yesterday, and it was kind of sad because I walked in. I'm actually older than him, and I talked to him. The nurse was there, and the nurse says to me, "What are you, his son?"
There you go.
I thought that was a highlight of the hospital trip, and I thought, "No, I'm a friend of his." He goes, "Well," but then I finally told her I was older than him, and she was like, "You can't be older than him." I said, "Well, yeah." And the problem is that, you know, when you get this stuff injected in you, you got to really take precautions. Go on the spike protein survival kit. I'm just telling you that, guys. It's really important. And take that vitamin C, 2 scoops a day or about 8 of those capsules a day. Really, really important.
And spread them out.
Spread them out throughout the day.
If you want to do the dose on it, so you don't hit bowel tolerance on them, hit them throughout the day. A lot of times I take my vitamin C in the morning with my breakfast. I'll take it later on with lunch. I'll take it later on in the afternoon. I'll take it. Also, too, I've noticed if you hammer a high dose of vitamin C, I add more vitamin C to the HGH stimulant. I did this the other day in the gym, and it really kept muscle fatigue down.
Good.
As far as burning real bad lactic acid. Obviously, you still went to failure on the training, but it seemed that 2 to 3 grams of vitamin C we were working out, it really, really got muscle endurance up.
And the thing that with Kyle Busch that killed him, that lung infection,
yeah,
I'm hearing that all over the country now. And I don't know if Kyle Busch got the thing. I don't know if he did or not, but I just know that a lot of people are having really severe problems with their immune systems now. We knew this was going to happen. Now, 6 years later, you think, well, it should have been done by now.
No.
It takes a long time. It's the same thing. If you take collagen to tighten your skin, which has been shown to do that with vitamin C, it doesn't happen the first time you take it.
No.
Or the second, or the third, or the fourth week. It's 5 to 6 weeks. The same thing with the prostate support formula as far as keeping your prostate healthy. It doesn't happen like in the first week or 2 or 3. It happens like week 4, 5, and 6.
The thing is, you don't start having prostate issues overnight. Mm. It's a slow buildup that you kind of ignore, and you have inflammation, and it goes on, and then you start having more symptoms that get more severe, and then people start going, oh my gosh, I need to take a supplement. That we have that for that, but understand that a lot of the supplements we have, they're not drugs.
Well, and the body will do what's called retracing.
Yeah.
It'll go back. So let's say 4 years ago, you were getting up at night like once, and you were having problems as far as getting to the toilet on time and all the rest of this stuff. And all of a sudden you go back. Now you're to the point where like you're having a hard time urinating and whatever, or you're getting up 6-8 times a night, and now all of a sudden your body retraces. Now you're back to where you were, and you're having a hard time getting to the toilet. It takes 2 months. But the reality is you got to keep pushing it because the body takes time to heal. It really does. That's why it's called prostate support, not prostate cure. It makes the body better. We don't do cures, no claims. But it's very, very important. Oh, by the way, Jelly Roll is divorcing his wife. Now, normally I wouldn't talk about this, but I got to give you something light real quick.
The rapper?
Yeah, well, no, he's Christian now.
Yeah, no, he's got saved.
No, he's a hardcore preacher now, and he's dumping his wife named Bunny that he's used to do pornography.
They were married for a while.
About 10 years, and then she was heavy in the porn and some other stuff that she was involved in, and she's still doing a podcast, and she's talking about all kinds of, well, secular stuff still on the podcast, and apparently that's been enough. And he's
really
more.
I mean, there's always public perception. They seem like they got along pretty good.
Well,
I don't.
Well, the problem is, he says his classy with his wife's more racy, past and present. There's no such thing as conflict in what's going on. Such thing as the conflict in what's going on. He's preaching this Christian way of life, and she's still posing mostly naked and talking about porn and private parts on men on her podcast. The source told the Daily Mail on Tuesday. Referencing Bunny's dumb blonde podcast. At every turn, she's just kind of embarrassing him and wrecking every PR narrative that he's trying to create. And so now they're getting a divorce. And now
he had a real, real rough upbringing.
Oh, wait, no, he was locked up like four times.
But he turned his life around years ago.
Well, he said that basically, he said if it wasn't for Jesus, he'd be dead.
Yeah.
And he was locked up in prison, I mean, in jail, like 40 times.
Yeah.
And so he really loves God now, really loves Jesus. And here's the problem. And I'm not going to say this is wrong or this is right or whatever. But when you're dating somebody, the Bible says very clearly, be not unequally yoked. The problem is they probably were equally yoked at one time and they got along pretty good. But he moved on from that and became a Christian. And apparently she doesn't understand that means there's certain things you just don't do. And so it gets into a situation where you don't really know what to say or how to handle this. But, you know, guys, listen to me. And I'm not giving him any advice at all because everybody sins and all of us fall short of the glory of God. But if you're dating somebody who's got a pretty nefarious past and you basically are a Christian, you're going to have to ask yourself a question. Is that past the past or is it going to continue into the
future?
That's
right. Everybody's done some stupid
stuff. No, we've all done really stupid stuff
in my past. But there's a certain point in time where you step away from that behavior. And also, too, you don't sit around and joke and lament and brag about that behavior either. A lot of stuff from back in the days, like, I don't want to bring that up. That was old days. We don't do that anymore.
Well, it's kind of like guys who go to war and they come home, they don't talk about what they saw. They don't want to talk about
it. Let the past stay in the past.
Well, you can't drive a car by looking in the rearview mirror.
Nope. I tell you all the time.
Not safely. You gotta let it go. Sometimes you just gotta say, you know what? I'm not gonna live like that anymore. I used to hang out with guys and I used to go out to strip clubs and bars and I used to drink and get drunk and do all this crazy carousing and I did all this crazy stuff, but I don't do that anymore. So when you learn that you don't want to do it anymore, guess what you gotta do? It's hard to. You gotta cut the ties.
Yeah.
If you got friends that want you to go out, you know, and do all these crazy things with you anymore, you got to say, look, guys, I don't live like that anymore. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't do drugs. I don't do any of that stuff. And so if you want to do all that, that's up to you. But I'm just not going to hang out with you. And you go, well, that's harsh. Well, then if you really want to get their attention, talk to them about Jesus every time you see them. Yeah. They'll cut the ties for you.
I've always found a real quick way to read the room on there is pray before a meal when you're with everybody.
Out loud.
Oh, yeah. You'll find out real quick with the whole read on the table. Real fast. Who's with it? Who's not? Who everybody pulls their hats off and folds their hands, and other people just stand there, look kind of pissed off. You'll read the room real quick doing that.
Every time I go on a date, or I call them an interview now, they're not really dates.
Bro, I can't with you.
Well, they're interviews. They're not dates. Some of them are less than 1 minute, right?
And do you have a resume?
Unbelievable. No, listen to me. I always pray before the meal.
Yeah.
Let's pray. Thanks, man. And they look at you. First of all, they have this bewildered look.
Sometimes. Some people like it.
You know, and then they go, oh. But it's always like shock, no matter what it is. It's a good shock, it's a bad shock. They don't know what to say or they don't know what to do because suddenly you're like, let's pray. And they're like, oh, okay, you pray. Well, I need to order some wine. No, I don't buy alcohol. Oh, you don't buy? No, I don't drink. Oh, then it kind of either goes up or downhill from there. Sometimes it's that two-minute date interview. Well, I got to go now. If you want to drink, you have fun. I got to go.
Speaking of uphill and downhill, new study is linking common food preservatives to high blood pressure and cardiovascular disease.
That was a good segue. Gotcha, I like that.
People with the highest risk.
Hey, wait. Give me a camera. Ready? YouTube. Did you like that segue? Was that good enough for you? Are we still a bot for you this morning? Hey, Ted and Awesome Bro or bot show? Yeah, whatever. We are not AI.
Literally, it says this account was created and has been created by a computer programmer bot. We've had that account for almost 2 years, by the way, because we started it. Then they pulled it down. Then we started it again. They pulled it out yesterday. Let me get my article.
Go back to the article.
Yeah, I'm going to get sidetracked, start yelling again.
I shouldn't have gotten all wrapped up with YouTube.
Yeah.
I'm going to go rinse out my cup with a GHI.
Oh, you go do that. Let me get on some health topics for everybody here. Researchers found the consumption of common food preservatives is associated with high risk of high blood pressure, even cardiovascular disease. Study was published last week. Studies led by researchers from the... Oh, yeah, absolutely. Especially with the high sugar and high salt. Remember, when you start having highly processed salt and sugar, they're inflammatory to the body. That's why it raises cortisol. That's why it increases inflammation. What happens is, when you increase inflammation, you increase blood pressure. It goes on to say the study evaluated 112,000 over volunteers across France, producing what they detailed as a detailed analysis of the diets and food ingredient people consumed. The statements from the European Society of Cardiology, which published this in the American Heart Journal. So again, this isn't me stating it. This is me reading the journal that they posted. So don't disable me. I'm here. All right. Part of the don't get me on it. The study reported that they ate or drank over a 3-day period for every 6 months. They found that 99% of the volunteers had consumed at least one preservative during the first 2 years of participating in the study. Well, yeah, duh. That's pretty common. However, it gets better. They also tracked volunteers' health for an average of 7 to 8 years to see if they developed high blood pressure, cardiovascular disease. 8 of the 17 commonly associated food preservatives were associated directly with high blood pressure.
I've got a friend who can't control their blood pressure. I bet you this is why it's happening.
Highly possible. It says sodium nitrite, potassium metabufate, sodium ascorbate, sodium nitrite, and potassium sorbate, just some of them on here. And it goes on to say those highest risk are those who consume the most preservatives. So they actually watched the individuals who ate more preservatives. There's a direct increase in their blood pressure going up. Overall, researchers found in the study, volunteers who consumed the highest amount of non-antioxidant preservatives had a 29% higher risk of blood pressure than those who consumed the least. The people who ate the most preservatives also had a 16% higher risk of cardiovascular disease while they watched them over a 7 to 8 year period. So there's a direct correlation with blood pressure and high processed foods. This is why I tell everybody, read the ingredients that's in your food. If you're going to have an ultra-processed food, you want a cookie or chips, you want to have ice cream occasionally, do it on occasion and make sure you're taking antioxidant supplements in between. I think that really makes a big difference. When you're taking anti-inflammatories like turmeric, GHI cleanse, you know, vitamin C, when you're taking those supplements, you offset a lot of the problems that associate with ultra-processed foods. And don't send me a link and don't email me and say, well, Austin said I can eat all the ultra-processed food I want if I take my vitamin C. That's not what I said. I said to offset it, mitigate it with proper nutrients if you're going to eat junk food occasionally.
I need you to make sure this gets posted. I need you to text it to me because I need to send this to my buddy who won't get his blood pressure down. And, you know, and he's having massive, massive memory problems now.
Well, that's a lot of the blood pressure meds.
Both blood pressure meds he's on cause senile dementia, pre-Alzheimer's disease, and unbelievable memory loss. I mean, you got to remember, this blood pressure medicine a lot of times pulls fluid out of the body, which pulls fluid out of the brain.
Almost all blood pressure meds are diuretics.
So then the other night he went out and had a steak.
Nothing wrong with steak.
No, listen. Next day he came back, his brain was pretty good again. But that steak's got a lot of creatine in it.
That's exactly right.
And it probably
a lot of amino acids.
A lot of amino acids. It probably helped to water his brain. Your brain shrinks as you get older if you don't have enough water.
Also, too, and I don't know, I haven't talked to him on here, this is just total speculation, off the cuff on it, is he getting enough nutrients as far as protein, like what you just talked about?
He's supposed to be on our supplement program. Okay. Now, whether he takes it on a daily basis, I'll have to ask him later on.
It could be a glucose issue, too, the memory. Is he really, really, really lean?
Well, I've been watching him. He does a lot of candy and stuff, too.
It's up and down. So
there's something going on with him as far as his memory.
The brain needs glucose. You got to have some carbohydrates sometimes.
I got a fluff story. And I feel bad for these guys. You know, you get some of these women, and some of the guys are the same way, and the only thing they can do to make their lives better is to tear somebody else down.
That's a fact.
And they use sarcasm in many cases, as a tool to insult people and say, I was only kidding, where the Bible says you never do that. You don't tell somebody something and make them unbelievably upset with you and say, oh, I was just kidding. You don't do stuff like that. Because what it does, it creates a problem with that person, because the problem is that person doesn't think it's funny. Now, you're using that person as a brunt of a joke, and it's not okay. Now, now this is what the article says. Now, it uses the thing term Karen again as a nightmare. But I have a good friend who's a Karen who's not a nightmare.
She's awesome, great listener. Karen, this isn't directed towards you.
In fact, I called her up this morning at 7 o'clock to give her an update. I did 7 a.m. in the morning. I'm calling her up.
Oh, about YouTube?
I didn't think it was 7 yet. I think it was like 6:50 or something like that. There's got to be a good friend to answer the phone at 6:50.
I'm not answering your call at 6:50.
Taco shop Karen films herself having an unhinged meltdown over Mexican restaurant because it's owned by two white brothers.
What?
Now, listen to what this article says. This is great. An Arizona woman went on an unhinged rant against a taco restaurant because it was controlled by two white people. You know, she torched this pool boy taco in Phoenix after sampling the Mexican's eatery nachos and soft tacos. She shared a blistering review with her 21,000 TikTok followers. I'm just over white restaurant culture. You know, I want to say something really ugly right now, but I'm not. Here in the Valley, Cap, she says, who is white? White culture in the U.S. is driving and giving racism, misogyny, and pedophilia these days. Because the guys are white and they own a taco stand, they're pedophiles? What the heck is she talking about? And it's such a bummer seeing another duo of white men brothers. Man, this woman hates men. You know, listen to you. I'm going to say something really bad. This is going to be awful. And forgive me if it offends you, but this is just the way it is. If this lady's not a butch dyke lesbian, she's missing an awesome opportunity for herself. She's that mean. And so there's a whole group of these women out there that are like this. They're just mean. Says white culture in the U.S. is giving us racism, misogyny. That means men pushing women around. Listen to me. We don't live in a patriarchal society anymore. We don't have that. That's gone. That's been gone for a long, long time. We live in a feminist society. We live in a gynocentric society. Women run men. Look at Will Smith. He's worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Look who runs the marriage. And this is not just Will Smith. This is throughout. The women take a 20-foot lead in front of the husband. Walk behind me like a dog, you peasant.
Peasants.
You watch it. You see it anywhere you go. And he's like on a choke chain. Heel, boy! And snaps the leash. He walks up to her. Little tongue's hanging out. He's wagging his little tail. Piss on that lifestyle. Excuse my language. That's what this woman expects from men. Because everybody's misogynistic and everybody's a pedophile because they make tacos. Listen to this. I'm going to say it again.
I thought this was a fluff story.
Get me angry.
Get me disabled again.
You know, you got this picture of me with a frown on my face.
Oh, hell, you know.
White culture in the U.S. is giving racism, misogyny, and pedophilia these days? What the heck does it have to do with a white guy making a taco? And it is such a bummer seeing another duo of white men brother opening a really, really mediocre restaurant. God, woman, I hate to say this to you. You really suck. You have got them. She took offense to the fine print on these colorful menu, which opposite restaurants 100%. It's 100% seed oil free restaurant.
Oh, there you go. Well, that makes sense why they're getting hammered.
She goes, the fact that they don't have seed oils is very MAGA, she said.
Boy, so not eating inflammatory oils that are linked to irritable bowel disease and all types of other health problems is somehow MAGA tied to Trump?
No, this lady is unhinged. You missed it when you're in the bathroom. I said if she's not a butch-like lesbian, she's missing an awesome opportunity for herself. Yeah, I'm being facetious because I would not wish that on anybody. But the seed oil mentioned is very MAGA, she said. Yeah. She's admitted her review is going to be unfriendly even before she set foot in the store. In other words, she was already railing against the white owners before she walked in. And she looks like a girl I went out with. Okay? And this girl basically was a weirdo. She was over men in St. Pete in one of their community government offices. And the crazy part about it is all they do is put down men. You know, it's funny. Her review featured a picture of one of the Poole brothers, name is a restaurant, sitting outside his restaurant with his two children. Oh, that's misogynistic. He's got to be a white pig. Now he's got kids. He was dressed in black skinny jeans and tie-dye T-shirt and a gray Snapchat hat. And she goes, this photo is giving a wannabe Brooklyn edgy, but it's giving you kids who hate you, and you hate the person taking the photo. Just unbelievably. So
she's just mad that people exist. No, she's one of those people.
Well, no, she's like I said, she's a Butch Dyke lesbian wannabe. And the problem is, let me ask you a question. You going to go on a date with this thing? Boy, sit down and shut up, boy, you misogynistic pig. I'd ask if you wanted to order something. No, boy, you get your wallet out. Maybe I don't want to pay for a meal with you. I said sit down, boy, and shut up and get that wallet out. How about I'm going to go to the bathroom right now, and you're not going to see me again. I'm going to sneak out the back. Unbelievable. I had this lady I walked out on. Listen to me.
I'm trying not to fall through the ice.
This happened. I went up, and I paid the bill, you know, to the waiter at the counter, and I looked at her. I said, I got to go. She chased me out of the restaurant. Happened in Ybor City, yelling and screaming on the highway because I left. Because she was sitting there yelling and screaming during lunch. And I thought to myself, I don't need to put up with this. Ask yourself a question. Why are you paying for that crap? If you go out into a restaurant and you know what's going to go sideways to start with, why don't you just mitigate the damage that you've already done to your time and to your wallet with the fuel that you burn and leave? Just a heads up. And that goes, ladies, that goes for you, too, if the guy's a nightmare, too. It's the same thing. But this lady is just an absolute nutbag. And here are these two guys trying to make tacos in the back, trying to make a little bit of money, trying to be a successful entrepreneur, and she comes in there and she just hammers them. So here's what I suggest you guys do. Go to the restaurant, buy all the tacos you want.
Make sure
they're beef tacos. And one other thing, I got to say this. This is a little poop.
They're seed oil free, man. The fact that they're making that public, I love that fact.
I went to a restaurant the other day in Tampa for lunch. Now I'm wearing a pair of Birkenstocks. Now I can't believe those things cost $179. They're real Birkenstocks. And it was like lunchtime, like 3 in the afternoon. And it's a place called the Meat Market. And I've had pretty good steaks there before and pretty bad steaks there before. And I walk into the restaurant, and all these women are running in, and they got, like, nothing on, and they're all wearing, like, flip-flops. And they say to me, you're wearing sandals. You cannot come in.
The meat market?
Listen. And I said to them, I said, it's, you know, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's, like, it's not even dinner. I said, if this is formal evening, it's one thing. And all the women are running in, like, they're half-dressed in workout outfits, you know, bare wrists, flip-flops, you know, and you can't come in. You have to sit outside in the heat and the sun. Under the umbrella, peasant.
Specifically because you're wearing Birks?
Yes. And because I had sandals. I had open-toe shoes on. And they said, can you go to your car and get other shoes?
Like, are you joking?
No. And I'm saying this right now. Never go to that place. If you're ever in Tampa, never go there. The steak was so overcooked, I had to send it back. And I told them, I said, I have a podcast, and I'm going to hammer you guys for this.
Wow. I've only been there a couple times. I've gone a night. But I will say this about any restaurant. The first 10 minutes of a restaurant experience generally determine how the rest of the night's going to go with that restaurant. Mm-hmm. I've been to restaurants before, and all of a sudden, service is bad. Everything starts going sideways, and I'm like,
well, they put me outside on the sidewalk. They put fans on me, so I was out of the sun under an umbrella at least, and they had a seating area out there. But only the peasants out there. We were the only peasant city out there because I had birth. Remember, these are $179 sandals. I could have walked in a $10 pair of Salvation Army tennis shoes, and I've been good. Now think about that for a second.
I'm well aware.
I mean,
that's pretty sloppy policy.
So the guy walks out, the manager walks out. He walks out like a cadaver. He looks like he's 3/4 dead. I don't know what the heck was wrong with him. In fact, I asked the server, I said, what's wrong with the manager? Oh, he has young children at home. He has to stay up all night, but he has 2 more years on his contract, so he can't quit.
Oh, gosh.
And I'm like, it's like a nightmare out of hell story.
The young kids at home, I get to no sleep on that sometimes.
Me too.
With Stetson. But my gosh, how miserable is that? He's got 2 years on his contract. He can't quit.
Unbelievable.
He's walking dead.
Now, the server was real nice. He was, yeah. The steak was horrible. Had to send it back. So don't eat there. Never go to Meat Market in Tampa, period. That's my opinion. I'm giving you my review. If she can do this with a taco stand, I can sure do it with the Meat Market, period. It's like I told you with Holland America. Never go on a Carnival cruise ship. They're awful. They're, hair in the food 3 times. Lost 7 pounds on the trip. That was okay, though. I got pretty lean.
High-dose vitamin D.
And then when the toilet exploded in the room on the cruise ship.
Now we're going to toilets?
No. And I'm in there with a bucket trying to bail the toilet out and put it in the shower while it's running over. I'm sitting there in my boxer shorts, right? And my abs are out. I was actually pretty cut up then because I'd lost 7 pounds on the trip. And they all come running in there with mops trying to stop the toilet. We had to change rooms. And I thought to myself, well, at least I'm pretty lean right now. And your mom was so funny. She's still in bed just sleeping. She's like, I'm not getting up. Whole floor got wet. It was awful. That's Holland America. That's Carnival. Yeah. By the way, the little They own that. Always remember that. And don't
what
forget that.
What are you running today? How much purple sticks
I
have
did.
You had?
God. Oh, you did that to me.
You're outpacing me today.
No, I'm on. I had ice cream last night.
I didn't sleep last night. Cortisol's to the roof. I was plotting on how to get YouTube back.
I was carb depleted yesterday.
I'm over here getting letters ready. We're going to file legal. I'm like, I got to get YouTube back. You know, this morning
What's your next story?
One article covering it in gangs. There's another, basically another research that's going off the research that I covered. High dose vitamin D lowers diabetes risk in certain individuals. It's a specific variation of the vitamin D receptor gene determines whether high dose supplementation lowers diabetes risk in pre-diabetic people.
Man, it's always about vitamin D now.
It always comes down to vitamin D, dude. The research builds on the vitamin D in type 2 diabetes study. So I talked about more than 2,000 U.S. adults living with pre-diabetes were randomized to either take 4,000 IUs of D3. 4,000.
Notice massively going up.
We're talking about relevant dosages now. You need 200 IUs of vitamin D. Are you
60,
kidding me?
60 IUs.
Yeah. It says a placebo for 3.5 years. Just 4,000 IUs or none. It said initially the trial did not find significant changes at the start. However, once the scientists started to analyze participants' DNA, a more nuanced picture emerged. Those carrying specific variations known as AC or CC is a gene called a PAL responded strongly to supplementation. They said roughly 30% with the AA variation saw no benefit with low dose of vitamin D. They had to up their dosage significantly to get their body to basically regulate it properly. In my opinion, this is my opinion, I think this is sometimes why some people, they take our vitamin D and their blood levels get up real fast where they need to be. And other people take it and they've got to take it for longer dosages to see that blood level get up to the 50-60 range. I guarantee if you dig down deep enough, it comes down to the specific DNA variation that certain people have. That makes a lot of sense now.
You know, my buddy yesterday, who was basically about to have hospice called in on him with cancer, I've asked him repeatedly what his D3 levels were. Never been tested.
Still? But they're giving him 3 bags of chemo a day, and they still not checking his D3?
The guy said to him, you got to do one of the only two things we can do, 3 bags of chemo a day for a week, or we put you in hospice. Those are 2 choices.
Jeez.
Now, you talk about a choice out of hell.
Gosh.
Oh, you said something the other day, and I want to cover it since I'm on a tear today anyhow, since I got my mean face on in this picture.
What did I say?
No. You said, and we were talking about how certain people have their animals above their families.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it.
No, you said something on the after the show, and I said, we got to cover this. If you are on a railroad track, and your dog is on a railroad track, or your cat is on a railroad track, and your 2-year-old's on a railroad track, and your husband's on a railroad track, and you've got to save one of them, who are you saving?
Hard question.
Now what I would do, I would run and grab the 2-year-old and I'd yell at my husband or my wife, get the blanket off the railroad track.
No, there's different answers to that question as far as variation. It's also a question.
Well, the 2-year-old can't help himself.
Right, exactly. That's it. So there's ways to look at it from a strategic standpoint, how you do it, and that's exactly the right question. Mm. Grab your kid, ask your spouse, why the heck are you on the railroad tracks? Yeah. Get your butt off. Animal, you'll figure it out or you won't. I'm not compromising the safety of my child or my spouse. Girlfriend or boyfriend or whoever to save the dog when they are the top priority.
If you don't take my cat in your house and let it poop on my pillow or my dog on your pillow and poop, I'm not going to date you. My response is always, you know, that door goes that way too. Let it hit you in the butt as you leave. You know, I had this person I knew. This is great. And he was dating this girl. Now, the girl shows up one day with a dog with a diaper.
That always, I have no comment right now.
Now, you know it's true.
No, it's just.
No.
And because you can't unsee it.
No, the dog had been kennel bound for years and had been used as a puppy milk dog, and it had been abused, and it was psycho. Somebody kicked it upside the head. One of its eyes was hanging half out. It looked like some kind of a horror movie, right? And the dog was completely and totally, like, psyched out. And what it liked to do is run and poop and pee at the same time, so they had to put a diaper on it. And what really got it off, what really loved the best, was biting somebody and pooping and peeing while they were biting. It's like a dog out of hell, right? And I thought, this is insane. I mean, how could this be true? And, you know, all you want to do is give it a kick. It's a Pomeranian. It's like, you know, but it thought it was a doggone Doberman. But it would bite and poop and pee at the same time because it took such joy in causing injury on humans. And I thought, and the person knew this person had this dog, but nobody knew how to diaper. And the reality is what are you thinking? Why would you bring a dog into somebody else's house that poops and pees and bites and takes joy from it? And why would that person have to ask you to keep the dog outside You need to go tie it up somewhere in the back.
My question is, why do you even possess or own that dog?
No, she got out of it. No, it was in a kill shelter because yeah. It was such a psychotic. I mean, eyes hanging out, head's all cracked, teeth are all busted out. Somebody had kicked it and beat it. Dog was psychotic. And I feel sorry for the animal, but my gosh. So I'm going to rescue it. She paid money for it to get it out. Had to pay it. Had to have it shipped in from another country. And then she stuck with it. And then she gave it to a couple of gay guys. This is a true story. And after 3 months, the gay guy goes, can you take your dog back? Even the gay guys couldn't deal with the pooping, the peeing, and the biting because they didn't want to put the diaper back on. Oh, we can make it work without a diaper. No, you can't. So that's just – and the dog – Dawson, am I making it up?
Bro, I can't.
Am I making it up? Now, you know who I'm talking about.
I know exactly who you're talking about. This is a Thursday show. I don't even know where – I had a crazy article I'm going to cover here. I can't even stay focused. So I keep picturing that stupid animal in my head.
You remember you saw it.
I know. I don't understand. You got to – no, never mind. Let me change subjects. I'm going to lose my whole train of thought on this.
I thought that was a funny story.
It was hilarious. It was bizarre.
But it was true.
Yeah. AI now is being used to develop a universal coronavirus jab.
You want to talk about this today?
No, I don't.
No, we're on really sick.
I have to.
No, just don't mention – just
– I said jab.
You can't use the C word.
I have.
YouTube – don't take us down, YouTube.
It wasn't my fault. The car was out of gas.
It was a tornado. It was a hurricane. Oh, oh.
Gosh, this is a funny movie.
Please. That was a Blues Brothers.
Yeah.
John Belushi in the tunnel. You got to watch it. It was funny.
So,
we got to play that today. That was funny. I want you to play it. I'm going to pull it up for you. I'm going to send it to you right now.
All right. Well, the thing is, the reason why I'm bringing this up is because I'm walking on very thin ice after my disabling last night of the tube, is the fact that this is nuts, and this is becoming the norm that they're saying now, is that they want to start using AI to develop jabs. Be careful my wordage here. You can see the screen, know exactly what I'm talking about. I mean, so can everybody else. It says the developers of the universal jab designed by AI are promoted as a solution for all future pandemics. But critics question whether a single jab can protect against an entire family of viruses. They also warn that basically this jab carries the risk of DNA contamination. Of course, what possibly could go wrong? RNA gene therapy wasn't bad enough now. Now they're doing this. They said basically the developers are doing the linked biotech spinoff, DioSinVax, claiming the results of the first clinical trial for humans showed that Sabarco jab is safe and has no side effects. Safe and effective, guys. The jab used an AI-designed super antigen that developers say protects against the entire family of viruses. I don't even know where to go here. I can't go much further than this. They're going to shut the show down today.
I've got the Blues Brothers. You would do audio, you would do video with it.
Send it to me.
I already sent it to you. I texted it to you.
Of course you texted
it. What's faster?
What's
the YouTube?
What's your article? Let me see. I'll send my email in here.
Okay, I can send it to your email. It's going to be... what's
don't put my personal email out. We're live, dude.
I'm trying not to dox you, man.
Yeah,
I texted it to you.
I got one email that doesn't get hit with everybody.
I'll play it real quick.
Okay. I'll play it. Send it to me.
I already texted it to you.
Okay, texted me.
It's the tunnel scene, Blue Brothers. When Jake is dealing with his ex, who's an unbelievable
comes
nightmare.
Comes in with a machine gun.
Yeah, this is funny.
This
comes in to kill him with a machine gun.
Yeah, I know.
That's a real pain to be able to do with
M16,
a machine gun.
Yeah.
So yes, M4, buddy. Here we're gonna.
Yeah,
that
was like an old M16A1, man. That was back.
That's like a Colt, isn't it?
Probably was a Colt that film.
That's that one. Yeah, you know but you can't.
No. Don't get me pulled today. Don't know anything about that at all.
Any lawful
purpose is only used for that firearm.
Okay, you got it?
No, I don't.
Okay, you gonna play just the audio?
No, I don't.
This is so funny.
You email it to me. Okay. That's all I want.
Okay, what? Give me a.
You know my email.
Okay, Austin or Aussie?
Just send it to my text. I'll handle it.
I already sent it to your text.
I'll figure it out. You go on your next article here.
Blues Brothers Tunnel Scene YouTube. YouTube, I promoted you. I did. I'm telling you, YouTube, sometimes you rock, baby. And you're amazing to me.
You're great. We love you all.
Sometimes you really don't rock that much, but let's have you. Austin will pull this up. He'll love this.
Did
I did it to text
I don't
you.
Know where you live at over there? That iPad.
I live.
I've got nothing for
I live in my little world. I'm sending it to you again.
This is why you do not have control of the screen.
If I had control of the screen, I could have already sent this to you.
I don't know what would have gone
on. Okay, here, I'm sending it again.
Okay.
I'm texting it to you again.
Okay.
And, you know, and I'm ready to play it whenever you're ready.
Oh, there we go. Now I got it.
Now you got it.
Now I got it. Now
you can do it. Okay, let me start another story. You guys, if you haven't seen this, now a lot of you that are under the age of 50 haven't seen this. Now, Austin, see, here's the thing with Austin and me. Since we're brothers now, and I look younger than him, he's bringing in a younger demographic. And I bring in a demographic over the age of 20 now. I guess we've inverted these two. And so
you're bringing in a demographic of 20 now?
Well, you are too, right?
Where's this come
from?
Well,
I'm getting younger. So the truth of the matter is that we're trying to throw a big enough net out there that people like to show whether they're 15 years old, 8 years old, or 80 years old. 80-year-olds, you're going to have a hard time, though. I love you, but I talk fast.
I talk fast.
And I don't mean to. But I always have. It's always been a complaint I've had on radio and TV. Could you ask him to slow down? And my response is always, well, I'll try. Now, notice, I can modulate my tone. I can go real fast. Or I can go real slow.
Real slow.
I can talk real loud. Or real quiet. I was trained by Zig Ziglar to do that, by the way. You pull it up now?
I have it here in a second. Yep.
Okay, let me know when you're ready. But you're going to have to watch this one. But now it's got an ad on it. You got to burn through the ad first.
No, I don't think I have an ad.
Rich, camera 4.
There you go. Here we go.
microphone on your computer.
Oh, yeah. Microphone. You guys will like
this. Got to move it down.
This is so funny.
I sure want to stay in someplace. Elwood, we're gone, man.
Here she comes with an M4. She unloads it.
Is that girl?
Well, Jake, you look just fine down there, slithering in the mud like vermin.
No problem.
Watch this.
You're not going to get away from me this time.
Watch this. Psycho.
Crazy.
Check that out. Go, come on.
More way.
Watch this.
So funny.
Watch this. I got this. Watch. All the cops are coming to get him now. Watch this. Listen to this.
It's good to see you, sweetheart.
You contemptible pig. I remain celibate for you. I stood at the back of a cathedral, waiting in celibacy for you, with 300 friends and relatives in attendance. My uncle hired the best Romanian caterers in the state. To obtain the 7 limousines for the wedding party, my father used up his last favors with Mad Pete Trollope. So for me, for my mother, my grandmother, my father, my uncle, and for the common good, I must now kill you and your brother.
Watch this. He's great. I love Belushi. Watch this.
Let it talk.
Takes his glasses off. Watch. This is so funny.
Oh, please don't kill us. Please don't kill us. You know I love you, baby. I wouldn't leave you. It wasn't my fault.
You miserable slut.
This is us to YouTube.
You think you can talk your way out of this? You betrayed me.
YouTube.
No, I didn't. Honest. I ran out of gas. I had a flat tire. I didn't have enough money for cab fare. My touch didn't come back from the cleaners. An old friend came in from out of town. Someone stole my car. There was an earthquake. A terrible flood. Locust. It wasn't my fault, I swear to God.
It's YouTube. Watch this. Watch what he does. Pulls his glasses off.
Oh, Jake. Jake,
honey. Watch this. Oh, this is so funny. This is awful. Watch this. This is terrible.
Let's go.
Throws her in the mud. That's enough, Austin. Throws her in the mud. That's terrible.
I don't even know where we were going with this.
No, this is what we did with YouTube. It wasn't our fault, YouTube. We didn't do anything. We're not bots.
I took my glasses off. Please. It was locusts.
Oh, God. This turned into a comedy show
funny.
Today.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know.
What's your next story now?
I don't even have one. Oh, I got a funny story for y'all. You guys will like this since we're going down the rabbit trail of all things. Antarctica.
Oh, we're going to Antarctica today?
We're going to Antarctica right now.
YouTube, I'm putting a cross up. No Antarctica, no.
Huge anomaly. Antarctic records winter temperatures 20 Celsius warmer than normal.
You think? These reptilians like it warm. Just thought I'd mention that.
Antarctic swelters in record winter heat. 40 degrees Celsius.
That's actually pretty hot.
I know.
40 degrees Celsius is real hot, actually. Is that right or is 40 degrees Fahrenheit?
No, it's just Celsius. 15.4 reached a high.
15 degrees Celsius.
Okay.
I think it's 40. That's a lot. No. 15.4, okay.
Yeah, 50.4. No. Melting ice found at glacier summit. Oh, interesting.
Never heard.
Kind of like there's stuff below the ice.
Kind of like terraforming, isn't it?
Huh. Interesting. We'll leave it at that. Antarctica future depends on the choices we make today. Antarctica seems to be so important, but yet I can't even go there. Can't even visit.
They'll kill you to
They'll
go.
They'll kill me if I fly over. Tried to get a plane one time. Will not go. No fly zone. 56 countries said, if you go over here, we will shoot you down
to
for
protect,
your safety.
To protect
for your
you.
Safety. But hey, our future depends on Antarctica now. This is a fluff show, but I had to cover that article.
It's not a fluff show. It's a funny show.
Well, no. It's more going back to global warming. And the context of the story now is everybody basically needs to eat crickets. Stop eating beef.
Oh, yeah, got it.
Stop driving cars and drive electric pieces of crap that are basically little, go-kart.
Okay, back to the story here. Canada's parliament now officially passes the Bible ban, Bill C-9.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. And I was talking to a girl from Canada just the other day, and she told me, we can't even say certain things. They arrest us now. The same thing is in Germany, by the way. Certain words are verboten. Ontario. A final attempt to stop Bill C-9 was defeated, meaning that the bill, which threatens to criminalize quoting parts of the Bible, including on homosexuality, has officially passed Canada's parliament and will soon become law. On Wednesday, June the 17th, a majority of the MPs voted down an attempt by Conservative MP Andrew Lawton, well done trying to do this, to stop Bill C-9 once and for all. The Liberals and Bloc voted down my motion to withdraw the divisive and toxic C-9 bill to stand for freedom of expression and freedom of religion. Lawton thanked Green and NDP for voting in opposition to Bill C-9. So now in Canada, once they pass this and make it law, it's going to be a dark day for Christians, one conservative said, calling the official passage of C-9 a dark day for Canada and religious freedom and assault on faith. So I guess a lot of this is because a lot of the people, especially up in the certain provinces, especially in Vancouver, dudes like to wear dresses. Now, I'm not saying that a dude's going to always look bad in a dress, but it's not my choice of, wardrobe. They're going to look strange in a dress, but the reality is, I remember one time I was over at a German bakery that I don't go to anymore, and I remember a dude shows up in a dress. And he was clearly something was wrong with him. You could tell by his eyes. He got that crazy look. And he had a beard. Beard in a dress. And I thought to myself, now that's something that would seem strange in any other decade in this country except for now. Yeah. And but they as an assault on religious freedom that removes longstanding protections for Canadians expressing sincerely held biblical beliefs. Conservatives fought this bill every step of the way and will keep fighting until religious freedom is restored. To me, it's like this. Find out who you can't criticize, and you'll find out who runs the country. Just thought I'd mention that. And I'm not talking about Christianity at this point. I'm talking about other things too, including the United States. What's your next story, Austin? We need to get off that topic real quick.
You're not wrong. There's an article that I pulled up here. This problem come up. This ties off. You brought this up earlier this week and discussed vitamin C and the prevention for age-related cognitive decline in Alzheimer's disease. When you brought that up,
very important.
I've actually been digging into it and reading more on this basically research study, and I'll post it on the site so you can see it. This is on PMC, the NIH Natural Library of Medicine, as far as it's on here. And it's interesting because it talks about how the vitamin C from the intestines into the blood is limited by basically dependent vitamin C transportation, and thus basically you have to take regular doses of it. We talk about it all the time. That's why vitamin C is water soluble. You can't just take a mega dose of vitamin C and say, well, I have enough vitamin C for next month. It doesn't work like that. And it talks about here, it says the current review shows differences in the studies in terms of vitamin C status of participants. Overall, it's an enormous body of evidence that maintaining healthy vitamin C levels has a protective function against age-related cognitive decline and Alzheimer's disease, and avoiding vitamin D deficiency is likely to be beneficial and essentially required, meaning you've got to take vitamin C as you get older if you want to basically age properly with your brain when it comes to memory and all this stuff.
Actually, if you don't want to age properly, if you want to age really well and not really have cognitive decline, properly means you get older and sicker and older and sicker, and you get into being
old for the medical model.
Here's a medical model. You get old, fat, ugly, sick, mean, and basically awful.
And heavy on pharmaceutical drugs.
That's the medical model. That doesn't work for me. That's nasty.
No, it's not. That's why, but as saying here, that's why you've got to maintain your levels. That's why I tell everybody all the time, it's really the best way is 2 to 3 times a day with vitamin C and microdosing it. That's my personal opinion. Even if you're not trying to go with heavy doses on it, like the capsules, vitamin C capsules, you know, this is Ultra Omega.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah, it's a good one, too. It's a different product. But usually, even one capsule 3 times a day with vitamin C, there's 600 mg per capsule. That'll give you 1,800 milligrams a day if you're trying to keep it on a low budget as far as, you know, keep cost effective with the vitamin C capsules. And that right there will really make a difference in your energy. If you've tried it, if you like it, you will. Leave me a review on this site, guys, at healthmasters.com. I appreciate your constant reviews. I appreciate the positive ones. And I've said this before, do me a favor, please. If you've had an issue with post office, which I'm well aware there's an issue sometimes, please contact me. Don't leave me a review on a product about the post office lost your package and replacing your package, so you give a product a 1-star review that you haven't even tried yet. I went the other day, I deleted it. I wouldn't know how the product is because the package got lost and you're replacing it. It's a 1-star.
You know, guys, listen,
come on, man, this. Do me better than that,
guys.
Please.
Guys, you know we don't do that to you.
Yeah,
don't do that to us.
I deleted it. I was
no. If we have a separate, we could put a separate thing up. Say, let's review the post office.
Yeah,
you can do that, but don't do that to us. I mean, if you haven't gotten the product because we shipped it and they didn't deliver it, that's not our fault. We'll
make it right.
Time. Yeah, and we'll make it right. We'll send you another bottle.
Here's the thing. Give me camera 4. I want to show everybody this. At the contact at the top, right, is a really easy button. I did this intentionally. Contact at the top. Email us. Your email, your customer type, existing customer, partner, other, topic, orders, shipping, returns, product inquiry, or other. If you have a issue or you're trying to get a hold on a topic, we have a phone call. You can also call us up if it's specific related about product or health. If you need to email us on here. But putting up a nasty review that I have to delete the next day just to piss me off really puts me in a bad mood. I'll be honest with you. It really does. And there's no reason for it because I do my best for you guys.
And don't get him pissed off before the show. He gets really mad on the show, and I got to deal with it. It's awful. It's just awful. I walk in the studio like I'm trotting and I'm pins and needles. Are you in a good mood today? Did you get a bad email, did you? And I'm like, come on, guys, don't do that to me. If you're going to do it to him, send it to his private email, but don't put it on our review page.
Yeah, I deal with emails fine, but the reviews just irritate me with that, especially if they haven't tried the product and you give me a 1-star review. Shipping too long. Post office sucks. I agree with you.
Don't nail us for
it. I also have VIP shipping. That's a big one, guys. It's $19.99. I express your stuff. A lot of times it's next day or second day. I give myself a 1 to 3 day window on it. I get it expedited. It's to the front of the list. You put the order in, it goes right to the front. We personally run it back, and it's done. That's VIP shipping on there. That option is really, really great. A lot of people take advantage of it all the time. And also, too, if you guys want to set anything up on auto ship, we have that available on here. And you can easily go into your account once you do it and adjust if you want it every 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 12 weeks. That's involved with Shopify, the platform on there. I have no control over that aspect as far as going in and changing your timeline on it. We can do it if you have a problem. You can call us up. But it's really easy to do it on your account. You just go in and change your subscription time on it. So, guys, thank you for the support. Thanks for working through this today and whatever today's show was, and dealing with YouTube and all that. HGH, I told you guys, it's back in stock. All the back orders are shipped. Have a fantastic, blessed evening. I appreciate the support, guys. I couldn't do without you. Neither could Dad.
Yeah.
And, we'll talk to you on this show.
Oh, remember, keep your hearts and minds in Christ, and merry heart doeth well like a medicine. I'm going to bring you a little bit of humor today.
Keep growing our YouTube.
I love you guys. I appreciate it. Keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus all the days of your life. He's the author. He's the finisher. He's the perfecter of our faith. And guys, thank you for all that you do for us. I love you so much. And thank you for supporting us.